This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Wednesday's Republican presidential debate in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, took place without the leading candidate in the race. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer to explain.
Donald Trump skipped the debate stage, typically relished by presidential candidates, and instead appeared in an online interview with Tucker Carlson and reiterated his debunked election claims, attacked his rivals while praising the crowd of supporters he spoke to before they stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. In the most inflammatory exchange, Trump seemed to indulge a suggestion from Carlson that Trump's political opponents might try to end his life. Trump said he was sitting out of the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee because his poll numbers showed him far ahead of his rivals. He used the pre-recorded interview with a former Fox News host to make his case that everyone but him is irrelevant. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trump said he will surrender to authorities in the southeastern city of Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday on charges of trying to illegally reverse his 2020 re-election loss in the state to Democrat Joe Biden. Bail for the former Republican president has been set at $200,000. The nine candidates who took part in Wednesday's debate in Milwaukee tried to separate themselves from each other and from Trump. Nikki Haley, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, says it's time for Republicans to find common ground on the issue of abortion.
Can't we all agree that we should ban late-term abortions? Can't we all agree that we should encourage adoptions? Can't we all agree that doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them? Can't we all agree that contraception should be available? And can't we all agree that we are not going to put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty if she gets an abortion?
The debate was nationally televised by Fox News Channel. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was released on a $150,000 bond on Wednesday after being arrested on charges he helped former President Trump try to overturn his loss in Georgia. The 79-year-old Giuliani, who served as Trump's personal lawyer during his White House tenure, was booked at the Fulton County Jail in the capital, Atlanta. Russian authorities say mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was listed as one of 10 passengers on a private jet which crashed on Wednesday evening north of Moscow with no survivors. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Prigozhin soared in prominence after Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. The 62-year-old fighters led the assault on the city of Bakhmut in the longest and bloodiest battle of the war. In June, he spearheaded a mutiny against Russia's top army brass. President Vladimir Putin said that move could have tipped the country into civil war. He was supposed to move to neighboring Belarus under an apparent deal to end the mutiny.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Bloomberg News reported Wednesday that Chinese-based tech giant Huawei is building a collection of secret semiconductor fabrication facilities across China to let the company skirt U.S. sanctions, quoting a Washington-based semiconductor association. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire has more.
The Semiconductor Industry Association said Huawei is receiving an estimated $30 billion in state funding from the government. That's after the Chinese tech giant moved into chip production last year. The trade body further claimed Huawei has acquired at least two existing plants and is building three others. The U.S. Commerce Department added the firm to its export control list in 2019 due to security concerns. Most suppliers are restricted from shipping goods and technology to the company unless they were given licenses. Huawei denies being a security risk. The Bloomberg report said if Huawei is building facilities under names of other companies, it might be able to indirectly purchase American chip-making equipment. And that means it could avoid U.S. government restrictions.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Tropical Storm Franklin is unleashing heavy floods and landslides in the Dominican Republic after making landfall in the country's southern region. The Civil Defense Agency said the storm killed one person on Wednesday. The storm began to slowly spin away from the island Hispaniola that the Dominican Republic shares with Haiti after dumping heavy rain for several hours. Forecasters say Franklin could dump up to 30 centimeters of rain, with as much as 40 centimeters for Hispaniola's central region. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.